Jackalith Wolf knew there'd be no future for him in Kuwait as a transgender man living in a country widely known for its intolerance of the LGBTIQ plus community. At the age of 14, Wolf knew he had to flee.
I really don't belong in a society that is like close-minded and conservative. I really do belong in a society where I can be myself.
While he came to Australia aged 21 with hopes of a better life, he says that optimism was short-lived.
I was so lost. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't have confidence at all. I didn't know who I am. I didn't know anybody. My English was bad. I was just lost and scared.
That social isolation saw Jackalith Wolf plunge into homelessness, where he became one of almost 120,000 people who sleep rough across the country on any given night. But after a year of doing so, he found some light at the end of the tunnel after a chance encounter with two strangers. They turned out to be Gully Blusher and Maddie Jones, the co-founders of The Good Box. It's a social enterprise they created in 2019 from a Brisbane warehouse where gift boxes are made for people experiencing homelessness. It was an initiative that saw both of them quit their full-time jobs to pursue. Here's Maddie Jones.
We really try to cater to every single type of person experiencing homelessness. It's not just those sleeping rough. There are people who are sleeping in overcrowded dwellings, in emergency accommodation, couch surfing. And so the needs and the wants are completely different for each different person.
Each box has a variety of different items that have been carefully picked out to help those in need, including warm clothes, lip balm, and hot chocolate. But the boxes themselves are just as special. Each one is designed to tell the story of someone who has experienced homelessness. Gally Blusher says as well as helping people in need, one of the pair's biggest missions is to bust myths about what it means to be homeless.
Misconceptions leads to people treating the homeless community poorly. And when those people are treated poorly, they then feel isolated and they're very unlikely to then go and accept help. So it's all one large, you know, domino effect.
More than 10,000 boxes have been distributed to local charities across the country over the past 12 months. Of those, around 60% went to people in need in Melbourne, where demand has surged as a result of back-to-back lockdowns. While the co-founders say they want to keep up with growing demand, they can't do so without public help.
They are so affordable and they have such amazing, valuable items inside. And you just need to jump on www.thegoodbox.com.au and we have so many different types of boxes that might appeal to you. And they will go directly to those who are in desperate need this winter. And during this lockdown, it's really important that we band as a community and help those that are in desperate need.
The most sentimental part of the boxes can be said to be the little notes that are put inside. Handwritten messages are sent from those who purchase the gift boxes to recipients as a way of connecting two strangers together during a time of need. The message Jackalith Wolf received with his good box, so meaningful to him, he still kept his note. It's a message of hope, he says, gave him the strength to get back on his feet.
Yeah, it really helped me smile. It put a smile on my face and it just made me feel good to know there are people who actually care about homelessness, that people who actually want to support. That's all I needed.
He says that support has now helped him get back into his passion of art again. And after selling his first painting this year, Wolf is now urging those who can to help more people find the light at the end of the tunnel by supporting the Good Box Initiative. Hershayla Kumarawansa, SBS News.